what we have, and I have this laid out on our agenda here on the blog, the fdhlounge.blogspot.com, what we have, for the sake of roasting me on my birthday here, we had discussed doing this previously, and we went ahead and did this tonight here. The worst of the worst of Rick's iPod is what we're calling it here. And in as much as I was the guy who put the brackets together, one could perhaps question that. But again, even though I find nothing wrong with a lot of what's on here, I can tell you what I know from other people. And there, I pretty much know what are the things that are the most unpopular in terms of, how could you listen to that? You know, as I so often get. So I have this queued up here on the laptop in the studio here. I was not able to make my recording program, my MP3 recording program, work on my new laptop yet here. Still working out some of the kinks on that. So we do not have these in the system as I might have hoped, but I can hold up the mic. I can get a little bit of audio here on these. What we have, Paul Belfi filled out a sheet here. I have all of these listed in the four brackets here. I had them listed 1 through 16 that Paul Belfi filled it out, Chris Galloway filled one out, and then we're going to get your opinions here, Jason, and it'll be a vote of the three of you collectively here, and we'll just we'll take it that way. There are four brackets. We have the estrogen bracket, the 70s sludge bracket, the cheese metal bracket, and the 80s crap bracket, and we have this set up much like how the Final Four would go in the NCAA, where the like things are kind of on the same side. I think the estrogen bracket and the 70s sludge bracket should be on the same side, and there should be a winner coming out between those two brackets, in as much as, not to get too far ahead of myself, but ABBA is in the 70s sludge bracket and could well be in the estrogen one here. There's a lot of bleed over probably in 70s sludge and the estrogen. Same thing with the 80s crap bracket and the cheese metal bracket. Cheese metal should probably always be paired up with something 80s. And a quote from my brother tonight, Jason, when I spoke with him prior to the show, when I told him we were doing this, I just thought this was a great quote. He said, "Man, this whole thing could be nothing but a cheese metal bracket for you." So,
okay. Yeah, and the funny, the converse is true as well. For anyone who's seen the movie Basketball, there's a little segment where they make fun of, you know, some of the sports media's coverage on the NCAA tournament. You could probably make up twice as many regions or categories. You know, maybe up the total number here from, 16 to, I don't want to be crazy and say 64, but you could probably have twice as much stuff as you have and still fit new categories.
Oh, I think so. I and it was kind of a challenge for me in terms of incorporating everything that I might have liked to incorporate here in this. But just for the sake of general entertainment, we have this here for everybody tonight. Oh, and now before we get to this here, an email from the aforementioned FDH New York Bureau here. He says, location, the rotten apple, as far as where he's sending this from tonight. He says, happy birthday, playa. How can you not love a guy who shares his special day with such luminaries as Mort Sahl, Matt Leinart, Billy Kidman, and Louis Farrakhan? He says, and I'm still basking in the glow of being in the presence of true greatness for the last show. Of course, I'm talking about J-Rock, Anthony Patrone, and Burrell Jackson. that gets the bell. He says, since it's been a night of announcements here tonight, I'd like to make two more, if I may. First, for all of the old-school wrestling fans, shine up those glass tables as Missy Hyatt, the First Lady of Wrestling, and Rick's first crush, coming to the FDH Lounge this summer. Holy crap. I'm reading that myself, by the way, for the first time on the air. I didn't even know that, folks. He says, as part of our summer-long Great American Trash Tour on the FDH Lounge. Very nice. I hope Missy wasn't listening as I just read Steve's quote there. He says, and second, just confirmed this weekend, an 80s music icon will be making their debut in the lounge in the near future. I have a handshake agreement with this individual who's looking forward to getting the word out about an upcoming new album, so stay tuned. He says, hey, Paul.
Is it Rick Springfield?
I don't know. It's somebody that Steve knows, so I'm guessing no. And I think he would have hinted if that was the case, if it was.
I was going to say, if that's the case, Paul might go and acquiesce your host position.
Very well. It might, yeah. And this is hilarious. He says, hey, Paul, why don't you treat Morris for his birthday and stop off at a Dairy Queen drive-thru on the way home tonight? He says, P.S., Belfi at a slim trim, 260 pounds. Why don't you guys just try the Playboy Buddy Rose blow-away diet plan? Very nice old school 80s reference there. We would expect no less from Steve. And yeah, Steve's been instrumental in helping with a lot of stuff with the show here. He's helped with a lot of guest booking. He got us that primo thing there with the San Diego Chicken on the last show, as well as talking to Don LaGreca, which was great and a lot of fun also. He's who hooked us up with Russ Cohen in the first place, our good buddy. So Steve is the man. So the Missy Hyatt thing, that just rocks. That will be very popular with everybody. Here's a segue. Unlike a lot of the music we have featured for you the rest of the way here tonight. So we start off over in the estrogen region here between two top contenders that we have here. First up we have, and I don't know if I think you're hearing about these for the first time as we go here tonight, Jason, so I know this will be honest reactions here. Starting off in the estrogen bracket, representing for the 1970s here, Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together.
You want me to respond, or am I waiting for the music?
Oh, boy. And you know, well, you know what? Why don't you respond? Because you know what? This is going to force me to locate it on here. So you go ahead, and I will try to find it as I'm speaking with you here.
Yeah, it was a little bit before my time, so I can't say that I have any fond memories of hearing it come on the radio. The fact that the name is Captain and Tennille, just where people came up with that, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'll pause it as you're talking there.
But that's just one of those songs. Unlike some that are going to be in this segment we're doing, that one we'll say doesn't rub me the wrong way. I guess I could say I nothing that particular song.
Okay,
I'm not affected one way or the other. However, you wouldn't be caught dead finding that on my iPod.
Well, exactly. I would expect nothing less. Here's a few more bars for the people. All right, there's enough flavor for the people here.
That's enough. Nick?
Yeah, that one is going up against, and I'm going to check here and see. You can probably hear it behind me here, my music bed, if you will, here. Donna Summer, She Works Hard for the Money. So I'm wondering which of the two you might find more objectionable, Jason.
I got to go with Donna Summer because I can remember that one. Yeah, I can remember the babysitter leaving with that song still being on the radio as my mother comes home from work or something.
Exactly.
I can remember that one.
Well, you remember.
And I got to say that I would enjoy that one. Not that I personally enjoy the song on a level that I would want to have it, but I clearly would take it over Captain and Tennille.
You all right, so the Captain and Tennille one is voted to be more objectionable?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so as I'm looking at this here, this is a split decision because in looking at this here, it is judged to be, I'm looking at this here, Chris Galloway judged the Captain and Tennille song to be more objectionable. Paul Belfi thought that the Donna Summer song was more objectionable. So we have a dubious winner here as Captain and Tennille wins a split decision to move on in the worst of the worst here. The other one that they will face in this part of the bracket here, first up we have, I think there are two songs on here. Yes, there are. And I'm pretty sure that they both are ready to be loaded in the system here by the 70s supergroup. Well, they were just a group, but I think they were pretty super with some of their songs. Brace yourself, Jason. The Carpenters here. Top of the World, and We've Only Just Begun. Whoa. Still on the last one here. Let's try this. All right, that gives you a taste. And then the next one here, We've Only Just Begun. Let's skip ahead a little. The iPod will let you do that. All right.
Well, Rick, first thought here.
Yeah.
and this is going to date myself if I haven't already. Musically, I'm more inclined for more complicated stuff.
Okay.
So generally anything from the 70s, and even some of the 80s sort of metal-ish sort of stuff is kind of simple, which is why some of the stuff I like nowadays is a little bit more complex.
Right.
So that's sort of an underlying theme here. With that being said, however, the second selection that you played has a very key moment in the movie Happy Gilmore. So for
right.
nothing else, I'm giving it the nod on that one.
Well, here's the thing, though. These are being judged collectively. So the Carpenters, as an artist, are being judged collectively here. I have two songs for them. They're being judged collectively against this little ditty from Present Times, actually.
Okay.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson is taking on the Carpenters in this one.
Carpenters, I can't stomach the idea of moving on a American Idol contestant. And she's really whiny. And I hate to sound like I'm criticizing your musical taste, but, you know, there's all these videos that she has out where it's like her singing while this poor girl is being, you know, abused. You know, grow up. I understand bad things happen to good people, but Jesus, let it go. I'm going to go to the Carpenters over Clarkson.
All right, so you're saying you find Kelly Clarkson more objectionable?
Yeah.
All right, so Kelly, that's another split decision. You and Chris Galloway voted the Carpenters more objectionable than Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson more objectionable than the Carpenters. Paul Belfi disagrees. He finds the Carpenters to be more objectionable. So another split decision of you and Chris coming together on this one here. So, all right, we'll do the finals of the bracket before we move on to the next one here. It's Captain and Tennille, which was the dubious winner there, versus Kelly Clarkson. Which, in your estimation, is worse?
Going back to the simplicity factor, as much as I hate to say this, musically, from a technical standpoint, I think Kelly Clarkson's probably a little bit more impressive, even though she's probably not responsible for that.
Okay.
So I'm going with Clarkson.
So, Kelly Clarkson, well... Again, in terms of which is worse here, so you're
okay,
saying...
Okay, in that case, Captain Tennille.
So Captain Tennille was voted worse. All right, another split decision. The first time you have voted against Chris, you and Paul are in agreement here that Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together, is worse than Kelly Clarkson. That was a split decision as Chris Galloway disagrees with you here on that one. So we have our winner of the first bracket, Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together, and our worst of the worst. So even if it goes no further, it wins the estrogen bracket. Here tonight. We move to the 70s sludge bracket here. And the next one I'm looking for here, all right. I don't know if this is one that's even going to register with you at all, Jason, even after I play this. But I'll just preface by asking, are you familiar with the works of the noted Canadian artist Gordon Lightfoot?
Probably not.
All right. Here is Carefree Highway from Gordon Lightfoot.
All right, that's enough.
All right, I'm sure you're nauseated by now.
Well, no, you know, that to me just screams the 70s the way that my father described it, if you will. I can imagine a very Marlboro-looking man walking down the street,
yep.
You know, smoking a cigarette, and, you know, it is what it is.
Well, the next one here, and I want to quote a good friend of ours, a former broadcast colleague here at STN, a gentleman who's no longer in the broadcast industry, but somebody who's a good friend of ours and who I continue to socialize with on a regular basis, our good buddy Nick Despins. I quote him on this next song because I played it for him, and he said he felt like his virginity was growing back as I did. It is Flowers on the Wall by the Statler Brothers in the 70s sludge bracket.
I have nothing to do.
Rick, let me ask you something.
That what?
Let me ask you something real quick. I'm not familiar with the band components of that particular.
Okay.
Statler Brothers, I believe you said it was.
Yes, and that's the only one I have from them, if that makes it any better at all. Which
now, my
doesn't.
Question is there lead guitarist played by the bear from the Chuck E. Cheese band? That's by far worse. I mean, at least the other song, I can say, seems like it belongs.
Okay.
That was just cheesy beyond belief.
Well, you agree with Paul Belfi. That's another split decision. Chris Galloway loses. He said that Gordon Lightfoot was worse than the Statler Brothers here. So that one settles itself here. The next one that we have, and everybody knew this was coming because we've touched on this on a previous show, and it's already been copped to by me repeatedly. Yes, I love ABBA, and so, you know, we'll get this established right here, right now. Here's a little Dancing Queen for ABBA. All right, and consider that we're voting on, let's just say, the better part of the catalog, because I got me a lot of ABBA in my iTunes here. So we're not voting. This is the one where we're not voting on one song, two songs, whatever. Most of these are like, you know, isolated songs that I have from artists. ABBA stands out from all 16 of these because, I admit, I got a bunch of it on here. Make of it what you will. So ABBA, a good part of the catalog, and probably any ABBA song you've ever heard of, any of you, I've got on here, versus the only song here that I have, or actually there are two songs here that I have. And this is one of these things where back in the day I never would have believed I would have had anything on here by this guy. Yes, Neil Diamond is going head-to-head with ABBA.
A tough bracket, Rick. That, man, I hate to say it, but that's USC Kansas State in the second round. Hey, look, and I'm not saying that I'm a huge fan of either one, but you are dealing with two bands that have a huge following.
Right.
And if we were to get, let's say, Rick and all of the ABBA Nation in here to fight off against Neil Diamond supporters, it might get bloody.
Well, here's the funny thing, because for the sheets that I got from Chris and Paul here, I had them fill out 1 through 16, just so that, you know, even when they get matched up in the later rounds, once somebody's won a bracket, we know who you know, they think is worse than somebody in another bracket. Chris put down, I refuse to crown them one in anything, even the worst. He just called it infinity. So for Chris, ABBA is an automatic loser regardless on this. So we have Paul voting for Neil Diamond as being worse. We have Chris voting for, and by the way, Paul had ABBA 16th. Chris and Paul were diametrically opposed. To Paul, ABBA is better than the other stuff I have on here. Now, maybe it's because he hates the other stuff I have on here so much. But Paul says Neil Diamond, you say ABBA. What is the tie-breaking, or I'm sorry, Chris says ABBA. What's the tie-breaking vote from you, Jason?
ABBA has some movie soundtrack potential, if nothing else. And it's quality, you know, musically, technically, there's some quality to it. But I can't turn away, even though I don't agree with it, you cannot deny there was some level of star power with Neil Diamond, as brief as it may have been. So I'm going to go Neil Diamond.
That Neil Diamond is better than ABBA?
Is better, so go with ABBA.
All right, so ABBA wins the vote for the worst one, 2-1 here. All right, in the finals of the 70s sludge bracket, it is the Statler Brothers versus ABBA, and I don't think you're going to have to think too long and hard on this one.
No, Statler Brothers is worse.
Yeah. So that is your vote as I look at this here, as I tally this. So Statler Brothers deemed to be worse by you. Again, Chris Galloway will beg to differ on ABBA.
Well, he's got an agenda against ABBA.
He does. He does. He's hardcore anti-ABBA. But Paul Belfi agrees with you that the Statler Brothers are worse. So we have our national semifinals here that we will revisit. It is the Statler Brothers, winners of the 70s Sludge Regional, versus coming out of the Estrogen bracket, it is Captain and Tennille. So that will be double thumbs down from Paul Belfi there on this one here. We move into the cheese metal bracket, which I will repeat, my brother said, could have composed an entire show from me.
Janie Lane.
Funny you should get to that, because they're going to be coming up shortly here. The first one that I have in the cheese metal bracket coming up here is Nelson, which is another one of my, again, if I had the capacity for guilt, they'd be a guilty pleasure. The three tunes I have on there are the three you would expect. Love and Affection, I Can Hardly Wait, and After the Rain. Here's a little Nelson to chew on.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute, it's not. Why is this not? Here we go. All right, Jason, I know you're suitably horrified.
I forget where I put Nelson, but I actually kind of dig Nelson. Where did I rank them on the
16? You had them as being worse than this next one here.
Which, okay.
The next one coming up is Firehouse.
I have Nelson worse than Firehouse?
Yes. Yes, you had Nelson.
Can I recant my vote and switch flip-flop them?
You're going to flip-flop this?
Yes.
All right. And for Firehouse, let's see, I have to go to my Hard Rock Dude playlist. So here's a little taste of Firehouse.
See, now this is a good song, though. Okay, and this song hugs the root.
So you're recanting and you're saying, now which are you saying is worse?
I like Nelson more than I like Firehouse, although that first Firehouse song is better, in my opinion, than anything Nelson has ever recorded.
Okay.
But I think the overall body of work by Nelson is better.
Okay.
That tune After the Rain, there's another song that I'm surprised you do not have on there.
Which
by
one?
Nelson. It's called Only Time Will Tell.
Oh, okay.
That song is phenomenal.
All right. Well, that's, I don't know if I've heard that one or not.
And it's on the debut CD.
All right.
When they look like a pair of girly cousinettes.
I have their best of CD, which,
was it a mini CD?
Yes. The best of Firehouse. Jason, I know you're probably appalled, and I know you don't think there's a winner in either one there.
It's Nelson, far and away.
Okay.
Not even close. Nelson is the product of Satan.
Or at least his penis. You know, do you know that there used to be, and they still may exist today, a metal band called Satan's Penis?
Really?
Yes. I think it was like a thrash metal band.
Wow.
Or death metal. When I was a sophomore in college, my roommate, Bo Kalushik, diehard metalhead, he's the man that said to me, he goes, Paul, remember the name of this band, in 5 to 10 years, they're going to be one of the biggest bands ever. You know what the name of that band was?
Satan's Penis?
Metallica.
Oh, okay.
And they had just released an album called Master of Puppets. Ooh. Yeah.
That was a good album.
Oh, yeah.
Legendary album.
But I digress from your Songs of Shameless.
Yeah, well, Metallica is not listed here tonight because they're way too cool in anybody's book. I got a bunch of Metallica on here, but we're here to roast my choices, not to put over the 90% of stuff that probably most people would be down with here. We're picking from the bottom of the barrel, as most people would see it. You actually lose that one, Jason, because Chris and Paul both vote Firehouse to be worse. So we move on to the other half of the bracket here. We start out with one where not a lot of people consider this necessarily that cheesy, but a lot of people do. Little band from the early 90s here, a little supergroup, if you will, called Coverdale Page.
No, I wish I had some sticky icky. This is good stuff right here. Take me to the river, baby. Take me to the sea.
All right, you get the idea. So,
I can't believe you cut off Coverdale Page.
Yes.
That's blasphemy.
That's about all I got of them. What can I tell you?
Damn.
Got them versus... Here's a little fun stuff here. All right, Jason, it's the Down Boys of Warrant versus a little Coverdale Page.
Warrant.
That didn't take long. Well, Chris votes Coverdale Page, and as I look at the sheet here, Paul votes Warrant also as being worse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we're sorry about that, Anthony. So, We'll see if they're the champions coming out of the bracket here, because it's Warrant versus Firehouse in the Cheese Metal Regional Finals here. So now, as I look at the two, you actually have, as we look at this here, Paul, you have Warrant rated as worse than Firehouse. You staying with that?
Hey, Jason, is it official that this show has made a U-turn to hell?
Yeah.
What did you say? Ask me now. Do I still stick with Warrant being worse than who?
Warrant being worse than Firehouse?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Warrant has a bigger body of work, which isn't bad, but Firehouse has one song that far and away blows away anything that Warrant ever did.
All right. Well, Chris Galloway says that Firehouse is far worse. He actually rates, out of all 16, Chris says Coverdale Page is the second worst, only to ABBA. He says Firehouse is the third worst. So, Chris is very
emphatic. How can anybody hate on ABBA?
Pardon?
How can anybody hate on ABBA, man? That's a great group.
He hates it. He even said, you know, I had you guys do it 1 through 16, 1 being the worst. He even put down, I refuse to type in 1 for ABBA. I'm typing in infinity as the worst.
I think he's just saying that to get under your skin.
Oh, he might be.
But you know what? It got under my skin, Galloway.
You got his attention.
How can you hate on ABBA? Do you realize, Rick, that there was a promoter overseas that offered ABBA, I believe the dollar figure was $500 million up front to do a reunion world tour, and ABBA said no.
That is remarkable.
That says two things to me. Number one, ABBA's music is very, very good. And number two, the members of the band are very, very stupid or rich or both.
It is amazing that they could turn their backs on that. Jason, the regional final comes down to you. Does Firehouse or Warrant go on to the Final Four?
Warrant.
All right. Warrant survives. You agree with Paul Belfi. All right, so Warrant comes out of the cheese metal bracket. We go to the 80s crap bracket, the last one to be addressed here before the Final Four. We start off here, and some would say this should have gone in the estrogen bracket, and I might agree, but we only had room for four in there. I'll let this one speak for itself. Actually, and you know what, and this is going to force me to... I'm having to import these ones here from my other laptop, so I'm going through the process here. Paul, hey, I believe...
Hey, while you're doing that, Rick, I don't know if you were able to give out some NBA playoff scores.
What? Why, Utah won this afternoon, did they not?
Utah won in overtime, 123-115, and the San Antonio Spurs rolled New Orleans 100-80.
Wow. So save the burials for the San Antonio Spurs and how they're obsolete and how they don't stand a chance. Obviously, that was all way premature. I'd love to see the box score tonight, see what CP3 put up here, because for as much love as I and everybody's been giving them, that would be very interesting to see. Here's the tune. We got it now ready to go for you here, Jason. Talk about two guys secure in their own masculinity. The last time Nate Noy was in town, our good buddy, I had this on in the car, and me and him were singing along to it.
I'm not surprised at all.
We were not driving down the Gold Coast in Lakewood. Even I'm not that bold as to do that, playing that song in a car with another dude. But, Jason, I'm sure that right there is turning your stomach something fierce.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it. That's terrible.
We got one here that's got, this next one's got at least camp entertainment value, perhaps some would say. Here's a classic. Here's one that people groove to all the time, whether they want to admit it or not. And that is, of course, We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off by Jermaine Stewart. So, thoughts on that Hobson's choice there, if you will, Jason?
That's pretty rough, but the other one's worse.
Which one, Wham?
Yeah, Wham.
Well, we have our first unanimous vote of the night here. Wham has voted a 3-0 winner or loser, as the case may be, over Jermaine Stewart. And the last one before we move on to the regional semifinals here. I'm looking at this here to see how many I have for them. Just the one tune, and here it is in the system. Little Duran Duran. Actually, I had a little more. What do you know? Duran Duran, and I can tell you, as a kid growing up in the 80s, it would have appalled me to have that ever on an iPod, if ever I could have conceived of the idea of an iPod in the future. But what can I say? Things change, and you get a little older, you develop a new appreciation for it. Having said that, here's something that was pretty bad that I listened to at the time and just haven't ever got out of here. Here's another 80s ditty, and it's the only one from this artist, I assure you. As though that makes it any better, right? I don't know what you got. I love how Paul on the sheet has Billy Ocean number one. To Paul, none of this stuff is more objectionable than Billy Ocean. So, Jason, it was Chris voting for Duran Duran as being more objectionable than Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean.
How can anybody pick Duran Duran or Billy Ocean or Duran Duran being worse than Billy Ocean?
Chris Galloway did. You can ask
Chris
him
Galloway's about. Got issues, man.
Jason, you're the tiebreaker. Who's worse?
Ocean.
And well, as I understand it, we have to bid adieu to Mr. Jason Jones now.
All right, we'll
as he's pressed for time, shall we say?
All right. Thank you for your help thus far, Jason. We'll take it from here.
All right.
Take care, buddy. We have We go to the regional finals here, and it is. I tell you what, you get the remaining votes on these here, Paul, because it has to be an odd number of people here.
Very good.
You get the remaining votes. Wham or Billy Ocean?
Who's worse?
Yes. This is head to head. You have to look at the matchups here.
I am. That's why I'm having difficulty.
Yes.
Wham is worse.
Wham is worse. Okay.
But may I qualify by saying that George Michael as a solo artist is amazing.
Before you go
against anything by Billy Ocean,
yeah, well,
Billy Ocean kills them.
George Michael, please let your son go down on me. All right, we go to the
You're
final.
Confusing that with Michael Jackson, but
yes.
Go ahead.
All right, we go to the final four here.
Yes.
Representing the estrogen bracket, it's Captain and Tennille.
Yes.
Representing the 70s sludge bracket, it is the Statler Brothers.
Captain and Tennille, a blowaway win, because
right.
The Statler Brothers are absolutely, without question, toe jam. Horrible, putrid, nasty, filthy, disgusting.
Wait, so Statler Brothers get the nod as worse?
They're the worst.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
All right, I have to change this here. All right, the Statler Brothers, and then the other regional semifinals here, Cheese Metal Bracket v. 80s Crap Bracket. It is Warrant against Wham.
Well, I'm going to have to give it to Warrant over Wham. Warrant is better than Wham. I will even go say that.
All right, so Wham makes it to the finals. How's this for a choice? It is Wham and Statler Brothers in the finals.
The Statler Brothers are the winner of the tournament.
Well, you know what? And everybody in something like this gets a victory lap. So here you go. The worst of the worst of Rick's iPod for 2008.
Ooh, this tune was actually in, I forget if it was Every Which Way But Loose or Any Which Way You Can with Clint Eastwood. Put the microphone back. I want to hear some more.
All right.
Did I just say I wanted to hear more? Okay, I've heard enough. You're not doing the flashlight gimmick or the Bic lighter gimmick with your cell phone. I did not just see that. I did not just see that.
You did just see it.
You know, I've been giving you a free pass all night because it's your birthday, but you're really pushing it to the end now.
Hey, I will throw myself on a grenade to entertain the peeps like nobody else around here. Nobody else is as fearless as I am.
Oh, so, my God.
I just cop to a lot of things nobody would ever cop to in a million years.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Statler Brothers are the winners.